Ella. Northampton, June 26, 2008. Dear Aziz, I decided to write you a letter this time. You know, the old-fashioned way with ink, a perfumed paper, a matching envelope, and a stamp. I'm going to mail it to Amsterdam. Ella. Northampton, June 26, 2008. Dear Aziz, I decided to write you a letter this time. You know, the old-fashioned way with ink, a perfumed paper, a matching envelope, and a stamp. I'm going to mail it to Amsterdam this afternoon. I need to do this right away because if I delay in mailing my letter, I am afraid I will never be able to do it. First you meet someone. Someone who is completely different from everyone around you. Someone who sees everything in a different light and forces you to shift, change your angle of vision, observe everything anew, within and without. You think you can keep a safe distance from him. You think you can navigate your way through this beautiful storm until you realize, much too suddenly, you are thrust out into the open and, in fact, you control nothing. I cannot tell when exactly I became captivated by your words. All I know is our correspondence has been changing me right from the start. Chances are I will regret saying this, but having spent my whole life regretting the things I failed to do, I see no harm in doing something regrettable for a change. Ever since I met you through your novel and your emails, you have dominated my thoughts. Every time I read an email from you, I feel something inside me swirl and realize that I have not known such contentment and excitement in a long while. Throughout the day, you are on my mind all the time. I talk to you silently, wondering how you would respond to every new stimulus in my life. When I go to a nice restaurant, I want to go there with you. When I see anything of interest, I am saddened by not being able to show it to you. The other day my younger daughter asked me if I had done something with my hair. My hair is the same as always, but it's true that I look different, because I feel different. Then I remind myself that we haven't even met yet, and that brings me back to reality. And the reality is that I don't know what to do with you. I have finished reading your novel and turned in my report. Oh, yes, I was writing an editorial report on it. There were times when I wanted to share my views with you, or at least send you the report I gave the literary agent, but I thought that wouldn't be right. Although I can't share with you the details of my report, you should know that I absolutely loved your book. Thank you for the pleasure. Your words will stay with me always. Anyway, Sweet Blasphemy has nothing to do with my decision to write this letter, or perhaps it has everything to do with it. What has compelled me is this thing between us, whatever it is, and its overwhelming impact upon me is eluding my control. It has become more serious than I can handle. I first loved your imagination and your stories, and then I realized I love the man behind the stories. Now I don't know what to do with you. As I said, I need to send this letter immediately. If not, I will have to tear it into a dozen bits. I will act as if there is nothing new in my life, nothing unusual. Yes, I could do what I always did and pretend that everything was normal. I could pretend, if it weren't for this sweet ache in my heart. With love, Ella.